This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of August 14th. Colorado became the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to repair agricultural equipment law in May of this year. But equipment manufacturers still contend that the Federal Clean Air Act doesn't allow farmers and independent repair shops to repair emissions apparatus on equipment, and raising concerns about the liability for improper or even potentially dangerous repairs. In a letter to the National Farmers Union, EPA Administrator Michael Regan stated that nothing in the Clean Air Act forbids farmers and independent repair shops from making these repairs. He also pointed out that the Clean Air Act actually encourages such repairs, regardless of who makes them, and the Clean Air Act or the EPA regulations don't limit manufacturers' ability to provide service, tools, and information to consumers and independent repair facilities for the purpose of repairing their equipment. Over the past couple of years, the high inflation rate has affected the average consumer as well as farmers and ranchers who have paid more for fuel, fertilizer, and other crop inputs. Farm production expenses jumped more than 15% in 2022, with increases in every area tracked by the USDA, according to a report from the National Agricultural Statistics Services. Farm expenses hit about $452 billion in 2022. That's up from $393 billion in 2021. While livestock farms saw expenses increase over 18%, feed topped expenses at $81 billion, while other livestock poultry-related expenses were $43 billion and farm services were $20 billion. But according to recently released Agricultural Land Value Report, crop and pasture land prices have also undergone inflation. They found that the United States farm real estate value, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged over $4,000 per acre for 2023. That's up $280 per acre, or about 7.5% from the 2022 report. Cropland values averaged about $5,500 per acre, an increase of $410 per acre, or over 8%, and pasture values averaged $1,760 per acre. That's an increase of $110 per acre, or about 7% from 2022. The mountain region that includes Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming reported the lowest farm real estate value per acre at $1,450, up about 4% from 2022. And the Northern Plains states, including Kansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, reported the highest change in average land values at over $3,000 per acre. That's up about 13.5% since last year. Last week's drought monitor map indicates that drought conditions have continued to expand in the Four Corners region and beyond. National Weather Service forecasts concerning precipitation is predicting below normal precipitation through October, which will cover most of New Mexico, western Colorado, eastern Utah, and Arizona. Former Vice President Hubert Humphrey wrote, "The right to be heard does not automatically include the right to be taken seriously." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.